Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and afternoon and evening to all of you out there listening in the podcast world. And I just want to say hello and welcome to Down the Rabbit Hole with Rachel, where today we are doing one of my favorite shows of the year, and that is Christmas novelty songs. And by we, I do not just mean myself and the Walk It in My Pocket. I mean my two favorite co-hosts in the whole world. Carl, you want to say hello?
Carl, you want to say hello? Of course I do. Hello.
And, of course, TC, who's worried that we were a little too quiet pre-production. Are we talking enough for you yet?
Yeah, it's rolling along now. Hello, everyone. Greetings from Pittsburgh, PA.
Yep.
That's all I'm going to say the rest of the day.
Well, good. I won't have to worry about talking over you this time.
Yeah, like that ever happens.
Oh, yeah. So this really is one of my favorite podcasts of the year, because we all know that my deep, not-so-secret love in the musical world is funny music. Well-done funny music, not just your normal, you know, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, because I don't think that song has ever made me laugh before. But, you know, we're going to put our own little spin on it and introduce you guys to some more avant-garde holiday hilarity. And I think we decided today that TC's going to roll out with us first.
Oh, yeah. And I am proud to present for my first offering, which should be like a traditional white trash Christmas song that you should hear in every Walmart and Golden Corral across the land. And it is by Robert Earl Keen. Yep, Robert Earl Keen. Now, I first heard Robert Earl Keen on a Southern syndicated show called John Boy and Billy, which was always hilarious to listen to when I was in Virginia. But they played this song, which is called Merry Christmas from the Family. And which it's a hilarious song. But I dug deeper, and Robert Earl Keen is a typical Texas honky-tonk guy, and he really has some fabulous stuff. This song was recorded on his, I think it was 1995, live album called Number 2 Live Dinner. It was recorded at a honky-tonk in Texas. And without further ado, listen to the lyrics and tell me this isn't white trash all the way. This is Merry Christmas from the Family, Robert Earl Keen.
And here we go.
Of course it brought his new white cap.
that's fun.
Funny enough, I actually almost made that one of my picks for the show. So I changed that one for something else. But Carl and I were talking before the show, and you know, he he's, of course, our producer for this one. And thank you for your producerial capacity today. So he knows the music that we've all chosen. And it turns out that we kind of have we've accidentally stumbled upon a theme today. We're going very redneck Christmas with a lot of this music, and I am just very excited because, well, you know, we don't have a whole lot to do down here in the South except for drink, smoke, and be funny. So,
and have a Christmas like that one. For you, keeping track at home, did you realize you had to get two boxes of tampons?
Yeah.
Okay. Just so you notice that, you know, get another box of tampons while you're at the store. It's going to be one of those days.
Well, I will say, as far as that's concerned, I have celebrated Christmases like that before. And just so you know, tampons are also really great to plug bullet wounds.
That's good to know. Depending on the caliber, of course.
They actually use that trick in the military. So, you know, if you're getting drinking and getting a little drunk, which, of course, you know, they went from the homemade eggnog to the margaritas to the Bloody Marys.
Yep.
That's definitely a Southern family Christmas for you there. And that's usually when the guns get started waving around. And, well, somebody's probably going to need to plug a bullet hole. So.
I'll tell you, that song, I've listened to that song in May. I've listened to that song in August. It's just, even though it's a Christmas theme, that's a year-round funny song. I love it. And it was perfect because I was living in Virginia amongst those type of people at the time I first heard that song. I said, yep, Robert Earl Keen nailed it. So,
absolutely.
And I'm glad you were already familiar with that one, because I think we got some later on that you aren't familiar with, Rachel. And I'm excited about my last pick to play for you.
We'll talk about that when we get there, okay?
Oh,
you and I have to talk about that.
Carl and I have stories. So,
yes, we do.
Yep.
Well, Merry Christmas to me.
Yeah, oh, yeah. It's gonna change your world.
Okay, so my turn?
Absolutely, Carl. Mm-hmm. What you got for me?
Okay, so keeping with the redneck theme that we're starting with, so you're at a Christmas party and there's lots of kids and you have to tell them a story, a Christmas story. And that's exactly what Joe Dippy did. And we're going to hear about Leroy the Redneck Reindeer. So here we go.
Oh, yes.
Well, you've all heard the story about Rudolph and his nose, but I'll tell you a Christmas tale that never has been told. Well, you may think you've heard it all, but you ain't heard nothing yet about that crazy Christmas that the North Pole can't forget. Rudolph was under the weather, he had to call in sick, so he got on the horn to his cousin Leroy, who lived out in the sticks. He said, Santa's really counting on me, and I hate to pass the buck. Leroy said, hey, I'm on my way, and he jumped in his pickup truck. When Leroy got to the North Pole, all the reindeer snickered and laughed. They'd never seen a deer in overalls and a John Deere tractor hat. But then I stepped in job to do. And like it or not, Leroy's in charge, and he's gonna be leading you. And it was Leroy, the redneck reindeer, hooked to the front of the sleigh, delivering toys to all the good old boys and girls along the way. We're just a town hall party animal, two stepping across the sky. He makes jingle bells with the rebel yell and made history that night. Before that night was over, Leroy had changed their tune. He had them scooting a hoof on every single roof by the light of a neon moon. Saddle wrapped his bag with a Dixie flag. He was having the time of his life. And you could hear him call, Merry Christmas, y'all, and all of y'all a good night. And it was Leroy, the redneck reindeer, looked to the front of the sleigh, delivering toys to all the good old boys and girls along the way. We're just a down home party animal, just stepping across the sky. He makes jingle bells with the rebel yell and made history that night.
And there you go. And that is Leroy the Redneck Reindeer by Joe Diffie.
And,
you know,
Yeah, go ahead.
It makes me want to say something I never, ever say. Yeehaw.
Okay. Yes?
That was pretty cool.
I'm pretty sure
that.
Yeah.
That's only like the second time I ever heard it, and I love it.
Yeah,
it's good.
I'm pretty sure that's the reindeer that visits us every year.
I am not a country fan. However, that particular song, I just love that song. I'm chair dancing to it. I just think it's a sweet natured song, and I just love it. I love it. I can't say much more than that. But Joe Diffie hit a home run with that one. Let me tell you something. He did.
Yeah, you know, country music makes the best parody music, I think. Maybe it's because of the simple chord structure and it's easy to bastardize their lyrics or whatever. But, yeah, that's about the only time I listen to country that I would never turn on Joe Diffie except for that song. So, yep, you're right there.
Absolutely.
Oh, hey, I wanted to mention something at the top of the show, and being Christmas and everything, and, you know, it's always sad when people die around this time of year, but we lost three significant people on this date in hit music history. Ravi Shankar died in 2012. Sam Cooke was shot and killed in 1964. And Otis Redding died in his plane crash in 1967, all on this day. Okay.
Oh, wow.
That's my cheerful Christmas stuff.
Well,
but
in
yeah,
keeping with the cheerful Christmas country theme, I guess I can go ahead and give up my offering for the day, one of my offerings. And this is for all of those that can't be with us for Christmas because, you know, they may be imbibed a little too much around Thanksgiving and the family decided to stick them away for a while. I think that we all understand that sometimes you've just got to spend Christmas in rehab by Cletus
yeah.
P. Jones.
Okay, give me a second. I'm almost there. Why
oh,
is
Carl,
that?
Come on.
Dropping the
I know.
Carl. Come on now.
Boy, I'll tell you what.
Give me
that
a break.
Was such a good segue.
It's not. Let me do. I don't know why that's doing that.
It's Christmas in rehab, and everyone's all here to dry out from the drinks and drugs we've done throughout the year. We've got junkies and crackheads, coke fiends and tweakers too, and lots of alcoholics and one guy who sniffs glue. It's Christmas in rehab. We've made a Christmas list of all the things we want to tell our staff psychiatrist. We know drinking and drugging have made our minds impaired, and everybody knows we're here because we ain't all there. We're all feeling merry because we're clean and dry, and this is our first Christmas when we ain't drunk or high. Christmas in rehab, we've started our own band. Ira Dane on bass and on guitar is Keith Urban. Billy Currington, Joe Nichols put Mandy on a bummer, but she cheered up when she found out Cletus Keith, their drummer.
Give me them drumsticks. Hang on. Hey, there we go. Tom Tom, bass drum, kick plate. Never mind.
We smoke lots of cigarettes and drink strong coffee too, to make up for the other things we used to love to do. I'm on Santa's list because I've been here more than twice. I know I've been naughty, but I'm trying to be nice. We're all feeling merry because we're emotional sobriety, or they won't let us leave. It's Christmas in rehab, we're full of Christmas cheer, and we know if we relapse, we'll be back again next year.
Give me a drink.
Ah, that was great. I loved it. You know, and there's
yeah, I had never heard that before. And when I put it in, I was just smiling. Yep.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
You know, the thing about it, there's some truth there too, because you know, we of course I work for the ambulance company. We do a lot of transport, and it seems like right after the holidays or right during the holidays, we do a lot of patient movements from Western Psych to rehab. And when I take patients into these places, I notice there's like a fraternity in there. I mean, these people are like bonding with each other big time. And I was picturing it as I was listening to the song, how they started a band and everything. So that guy did his homework on what rehab is.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Good.
So
one.
I guess we're back to you, TC.
Yeah, I had never heard that one before either, but the next one I will have, and Carl and I agreed that we could do probably three Christmas shows just on this guy's music, and I'm talking Bob Rivers, who is the king of Christmas parody. And, I mean, he had so many great songs like Walking in Women's Underwear, Chipmunks Roasting on the Open Fire. I mean, we could, Carl and I, when we were talking about this, we were naming them left and right. And I think you got one for later, don't you, Carl? A Bob Rivers
song?
Yeah,
I do.
Okay. Well, I'm going with Police Stopped My Car by Bob Rivers.
And
okay.
Before we get into this one, I want to give a very special shout out to to our FedEx Memphis family listening down at the hub, Jeremy and the crew. This is for you guys. There you go, your Bob Rivers.
Here we go.
Police stop my car. The police made me stop. Walk a straight line and blow a balloon up. Police stop my car. Police stop my car. The police made me stop. Walk a straight line and blow a balloon up. They wanna wish me a sober Christmas. That's why they always pull me over Christmas. They say they're just making sure that there's no open bottles in my car. They wanna wish me a sober Christmas. That's why they always pull me over Christmas. They say they're just making sure that there's no open bottles in my car. Police rode the block. Police rode the block. Police rode it black. I can smell their donuts as they smell my breath. Police rode it black. Police rode it black. Police rode it black. I can smell their donuts as they smell my breath. They wanna wish me a sober Christmas. That's why they always pull me over Christmas. They're gonna let me out on bail this Christmas from the bottom of their heart. Police lock me up. Police lock me up. The police lock me up. But when I do a 3.1.
You can't go wrong with Bob Rivers, who is the Weird Al Yankovic of Christmas tunes. Truly.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, I mean, how many songs? I mean, I've downloaded his songs, and there has been 30, 40, 50 songs of Bob Rivers on Christmas. So that he is the king of Christmas parody.
Yeah, he did.
I always forget how much
CDs.
I love that guy.
Yeah, he did 8 CDs. He was a DJ, I think, out of Portland, but definitely Northwest. And he's a radio guy. And he just came up with this idea to do all these parodies on Christmas, and they're wonderful. And the thing is, you listen to all of them, they're dead on. And we're going to go to my pick of Bob Rivers. And this one's a little different. We have to go back to the 1970s. So this is before your time, my dear.
You're taking me in the way back machine. How sweet.
Yeah. Think of me as you're my Sherman and I'm Mr. Peabody. Okay. So on PBS, they would have these specials of Jacques Cousteau. Now, Jacques Cousteau was an underwater explorer and that sort of thing. And they do all these specials, and it's sort of, if you've ever seen the movie, Steve Zissou, that particular is taken from Jacques Cousteau. But these specials were DJ'd or, you know, introduced by Rod Serling. So now I give you Bob Rivers' version of a Jacques Cousteau special, the Under the Tree World of Jacques Cousteau by Bob Rivers.
This Christmas, PBS presents a Christmas special the whole family can enjoy in the fine Cousteau tradition, Christmas on the Calypso, the Under the Tree World of Jacques Cousteau.
It is a very special morning. Last night, the crew tossed and turned in their bunks in eager anticipation of what awaits us this day. Suddenly, our quiet slumber is interrupted by a huge noise on the deck of the Calypso. We investigate and find the unmistakable footprints of 8 tiny hoofed creatures. How did these 8 strange mammals make the incredible journey across the seas to our secluded location? We can only speculate. My first mate, Jean-Claude, beckons to the rest of the crew.
Everyone, come in quickly, look at these!
The deck of the Calypso is strewn with many packages, all wrapped in brightly colored papers and ribbons, reminiscent of the beautiful Garcia fish indigenous to the psychedelic waters in the Bay of San Francisco. I am reminded of my dangerous encounter with the prickly-backed suckerfish, whose poisonous stinger can twist a man's mind like a candy cane.
Leave the packet, it is for you.
We are overwhelmed by the generosity of the mysterious visitor, who has brought a warm feeling and special moment to 12 very cold and lonely men.
Oh, merci, Santa Claus, merci.
The members of the crew dive under the tree without the benefit of wetsuit or oxygen supply. I am concerned that the sub-freezing temperatures and bitter Arctic winds may freeze the balls off our tree. But all is well. And Jean-Claude is pleased to discover the large rectangular box containing the brightly colored floppy-eared bunny slippers are indeed for him. They are just his size and fit his large hairy feet as snugly as the pearl in the shell of the mature oyster.
Oh, Santa Claus, you're the man of peace.
To my dismay, I discover I have once again been overlooked.
Oh, Capitan, oh, what a shame.
I am aghast, but at least the cold will be useful in the cold winter months to come.
The Under the Tree World of Jacques Cousteau, this Christmas on PBS.
As Philippe throws another Yule fish on the fire, the smell is overwhelming.
Hey, yo, who cut the camembert?
Seriously, anything that ends with a joke on cheese is going to be perfect for me.
The smell of the Yule
is absolutely priceless.
You know, and the brightly colored Garcia fish, indigenous to the San Francisco. I mean, there's just so much in there that you got to unpack. I love that. Fucking love that.
That was fantastic.
Absolutely.
I have never heard that one before. I'm definitely going to listen to it again today.
And I will say that I'm very familiar with the voyages of Jacques Cousteau because we had a marine life thing that we were doing in school in, I think, maybe the fifth grade. And so it was in one of my alpha classes, and we watched a bunch of Jacques Cousteau and the entirety of The Voyage of the Mimi, which is basically Jacques Cousteau for teenagers. That was absolutely priceless. I fucking love that too, Carl. Thank you. So far, that's my favorite pick for the day.
So far, so good.
So I guess that brings us to me, huh?
Yes, it does.
And you know, I didn't know how I was really going to tie this one in, but at the end, when Jacques realizes he's been overlooked, it kind of reminded me of well, sometimes you get presents on Christmas and you maybe would have preferred to be overlooked. Like, you can tell Grandma just kind of dug through her purse and pulled out the hard candy that's going to taste like cigarettes and purse dirt, threw them in a box. Here you go, kids. And that face you have to make, the present face that you make when you get those kinds of presents. Now, this is by one of my favorite, just completely oddball comedy troupes, and this is another one that's a shout-out to all of you out there listening. You know my deep love for Garfunkel and Oates. I think they are hilarious. Plus, I just really, really...
Bananas of Music.
You what?
the second Bananas of music. That's how they build themselves. Garfunkel and Oates.
Yep.
Yes, yes. I am quite a fan, and I will say that it's kind of hard to find a female musical comedy troupe. I don't know where the disconnect here is, but these guys are some of my favorite year round, and they really get to the heart of problems and make music about it. Plus, they play a ukulele, and I love the ukulele. So, without further ado, we will do The Present Face by Garfunkel and Oates.
And here we go.
It's rattling, it's rattling.
Oh,
it's making good noises.
Oh, I can't
wait,
Oh, wow.
Christmas comes but once a year, and mostly it is well. But there's an epidemic that I think we all know well. Your smile is frozen open, there's a crazed look in your eye. You overflow with compliments while trying to deny that you know the gifts you open, but you try to keep your grace. Your scary grin is frozen, don't you know you've got a case of present face, present face, present face. Present face. Oh. Thank you so much. You really hoped your parents would give you a great big check. Instead you got a puffy painted hummingbird turtleneck. And you hoped for an engagement ring inside that tiny box. But your stupid former future husband only bought you socks. And your face is all contorted as you're trying to erase the truth behind your smile. Don't you know you got a case of present face, present face, present face, present face. Oh.
No,
wow,
I really like
so
it.
Cool.
It's cool.
I
nice.
Love
Thank
it.
You.
It's one of, you don't think you need, and then you get it. It's so great.
It's medium. Large, but it'll it's good incentive.
Oh, this. The thing is, I don't know what to say because I like it so much.
Yeah.
Oh! Thank you for that thing.
They see how much I hate it. I hope that they don't know. I can't tell if they're on to me. Oh, please don't let it show. Baby Jesus got some gold, what all infants prefer. I bet he got the present face with frankincense and myrrh. Christmas and his birthday are both on the 25th. It must have sucked to have to open combination gifts. But if Jesus couldn't hide it from his omnipresent place, you and I are doomed to an everlasting case of present face.
You shouldn't have
present face.
Just what I want and
present face.
For all the times I go fishing.
Present face. Oh.
Great. No, like, no, literally, listen to me. It is a really, really good gift, and I'm really stoked that I got it. You know what I mean? Like, it just took me a second to figure out what it was, and then I realized, oh my God, I totally need one of these. So I like it, I promise. I swear to God, I really like it. Who's next?
Beautiful.
That's fun. Yeah, seriously.
They can't,
I've never heard that one before, Rachel. I just chuckled when I put it into the studio.
They capture the essence of being put on the spot for Christmas gifts. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And that's just one of the things I love about them is they really capture the essence of the awkward moments in life, not just with that song, but with a lot of their music. So I completely feel that because I'm an entirely awkward person, and I can use my words very, very well, but my face speaks volumes, and so I have to be very, very careful when opening gifts from people because Yeah, I do have an everlasting case of present face.
I was, I don't know, Carl, were you thinking of Bob Rivers, didn't I get this last year?
Yes, exactly.
Yep. Perfect. But, yeah, they did. I love them because I've listened to a lot of their stuff. And I was first attracted by their name. I just the name is the best name out there. Garfunkel and Oates, the second bananas of rock and roll. So they did a great job on that one. I will be listening to that one again.
Cool. Very cool. So I guess we're on to you, Mr. TC.
Yes, we are. And you mentioned Weird Al Yankovic earlier in a reference to Bob Rivers. And we all know him as the parody king of all songs. But he always stayed right on the edge, right on the border where they're radio acceptable and, you know, PG rated, you know, just almost to the edge. But this song, this is probably one of the darkest songs he's ever done. And it's called The Night Santa Went Crazy. And it's actually a pastiche of Black Gold by Soul Asylum. And it has melodic references to Ozzy Osbourne's Mama, I'm Coming Home and ELP, Emerson, Lake & Palmer's I Believe in Father Christmas. But if you thought Weird Al Yankovic was right there, you know, like borderline psycho, this song will decide it for you. The Night Santa Went Crazy by Weird Al Yankovic.
Play this one. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. We would all pick this one. Trust me on this. Here we go. classic. It's just a fucking classic. That is beautiful.
And I was really hoping somebody was going to pick that one this year, because that one was one that we were batting about doing last year, but we ended up doing Christmas at Ground Zero by Weird Al. So I'm really happy with that selection, because I almost picked that one. And of course, you know, TC, you and I have a lot of similarities in our taste. So you've already got two songs on your list that I almost did this year. So,
Well, I'm glad I came through for you then.
Absolutely.
I wonder how many people actually, you know, a lot of Weird Al's, when he does a parody, it's obvious what song he's doing, you know, for all the way through, like Beat It and all that from Michael Jackson. But that he picked Black Gold by Soul Asylum, that's interesting that, you know, I mean, how many people listening that actually picked that song out? Like, oh, wow, that's the melody for Black Gold.
Yeah, and the one thing about Weird Al that, you know, his originals or the ones that aren't straight parodies, they tend to be a lot darker. And a lot of people don't realize that. People think of him as Bad and Eat It and, you know, Bad and Eat It and I Lost to Jeopardy and all that. Man, some of his stuff is just dark as fuck. And it's wonderful.
Oh,
I love that, too.
And that's one right there that, you know, a lot of Weird Al fans probably heard that one. Oh, my God. You know, this is a little over the edge.
I want to play that one at the company Christmas party.
Yeah.
So.
That's true.
I guess it's on to me, and I want to ask everyone, because this coming Friday, Adam is doing a show on basically Christmas films that aren't actually Christmas and so on and so forth. But what movie do you associate with Christmas that was on TV like constantly?
Christmas Story?
Now, let me give you a hint here. Try Clarence the Angel and Bells and Jimmy Stewart.
Oh, yeah.
It's a Wonderful Life?
Wonderful Life, sure.
Okay, well.
Sure, and that had scenes from that was in Dr. John and Leon Redbone's Frosty the Snowman. Actually,
right, exactly.
In their video,
which I almost picked, by the way. I love that one, and I may pick that for our last one. But this is a new song to me. I just heard it like about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I love it. And we're gonna go with a little bit of ska punk from Fishbone.
Nice,
And It's a Wonderful Life. Settle down, guys. Tell me what you think of that.
Where the hell did you find that? Now,
I found that on an obscure music group that I'm in. And I can tell you this. I am now a huge Fishbone fan. I listen to some of his stuff, and he's like George Clinton. He's the new George Clinton and Funkadelic.
Oh, wow.
And just really out there. So I got to ask Rachel, are you okay with that one?
I'm going to be fine. But, you know, I also listen to a lot of ska and punk. That's actually the station I've had on my satellite radio for the past few weeks. I stumbled across Faction Punk, so I've been listening to a lot of weird shit like that anyway. But, yeah, I think that one's all right, but I will say that I've still to this day willfully never seen It's a Wonderful Life, and I don't plan on it.
Good.
And that's okay.
Good.
And that's
you.
More
Thank
than okay. I've watched it so many times when I was a kid that I'm sick of it. And the whole attitude of Fishbone to this. And if you really listen to the lyrics, he goes through the whole plot of the movie in a minute and a half, basically.
I was catching a lot of that, yeah.
Yeah, but that's my weird pick. I have another one that will be coming up later. But this one is something that was new to me, and I just have fallen in love with Fishbone. And seriously, if you want some really cool ska, punk, R&B, man, listen to some Fishbone. Seriously. So, okay. So Miss Rachel, I think we're on to you now.
Okay.
Yeah, Rachel,
well,
Rachel, I got a question first. What channel is that on Sirius that you listen to? Would you know the number?
I don't, but when I get in the car later, I will. I'll text it to you. I have no idea the numbers. Like, I accidentally hit the buttons behind my steering wheel sometimes, and it randomly lands on stations. And so I was like, "Oh, I like this punk station." So I just hit the favorites button, and it just comes
I'd like
up
to
on
check
my.
It out. Okay,
yeah,
cool.
They've got some good stuff.
Right.
So just for that, Carl, I'm going to go for my weird avant-garde. Most people are not going to like this selection, but I remember Jeff Dunham from when I was a kid, and he was doing things. This was before he had the big puppets. He was doing small stuff for, like, Nickelodeon and things, and I always thought it was fascinating, like, his ventriloquism and his ability to make these puppets move so realistically. But he's always had kind of a dark, twisted sense of humor about him, and one of his tried and true characters that he brings back a lot, and it is by, you know, his audience request, is Ahmed the Dead Terrorist. And of course, even if you're not a fan of Christmas, even if you don't celebrate Christmas, if you celebrate other holidays, it's still okay to get into the spirit. And I really think that's what Ahmed's trying to do here. So I think we're going to do Jingle Bombs by Ahmed the Dead Terrorist and Jeff Dunham.
And here we go.
I thought I'd sing my song, but right now I am not inspired exactly. So, you know what you need to do? You need to play me something. Inspire my soul with your music. Play me something you think I would like. You racist bastard! I hate Irish music. Do I look like a lesser god? Hi, Venora. I'm looking for me Lucky Charms. I can't even eat Lucky Charms. They go right through me too. The little oat X's hurt when they come out. Oh, there's a blue moon. Now I can fart in a rainbow of colors.
Okay, listen, why don't you just go ahead and do the song?
I don't care. Okay? I'll do the song now. I need a note. So I know where the hell I am. You got a note for me, guitar guy.
You weren't even close.
Gosh, I wonder why. Look at my giant ears.
Can we have the note again?
Yeah, good. Didn't hear it the first time. Dashing through the sand with a bomb strapped to my back, I have a nasty plan for Christmas in Iraq. I got through checkpoint A, but not through checkpoint B. That's when I got shot in the ass by the U.S. military. And I have an Irish wiener. It's magically delicious. Okay, that's funny. I give you that one. That was good. My bombing days are done. I need to find some work. Perhaps it would be much safer as a convenience store night clerk. Oh, jingle bombs, I think I got screwed. Don't laugh at me because I'm dead, or I feel you.
There you go.
Ahmed.
Okay, I'm going to apologize to every Muslim I know for that one, but it was still funny as fuck.
I do want to apologize for that, but we are definitely not a PC show, and Jeff Dunham is definitely not a PC comedian. I will say that he does not just make fun of, you know, Muslim, which I don't get. He doesn't just make fun of people of specific faiths. He makes fun of everyone. He's got a puppet to fuck with everybody out there. So if that was offensive to you, please go watch some of his other shit, because he is offensive to white people, black people, brown people, purple people, all the people. Yeah. He does not care.
Himself
he will step
included.
On all of the toes.
and himself included. So, mm-hmm. I mean, makes
oh,
fun
yeah.
of himself too. So I liked it. it's weird listening to Jeff Dunham and not seeing, you know, I mean, because he's such a visual comedian too, but that came across.
Yeah.
I could visualize that whole skit as it was going on.
And just so people know, Ahmed is a puppet of his that's a skeleton. So you have to sort of visualize that too, because he's dead.
Yes, the dead terrorist.
Yes, and that was the end of the song is Ahmed's catchphrase, "I kill you."
Yeah.
Anyway, I think that takes us back to you, TC.
Yes, and I'm going a little bit traditional on us with a beautiful song that everybody associates with Bing Crosby, Silver Bells. But it's done a little differently. It's by Paul Simon and Steve Martin. Now,
nice.
So far, everybody who's listened to me on here knows I'm quite good on my research for songs and figuring out where they're coming from and what they mean. But I had trouble with this one because there is so much conflicting information on this. A lot of people thought that this version was actually an outtake from Saturday Night Live in 1980, but Steve Martin and Paul Simon were never on the show together. Now, Billy Joel claims that he played piano on this, and they were all in the recording studio just goofing around, and that's where the song generated from. It was never released, but it's on bootlegs all over the Internet. But this is Silver Bells with Paul Simon and Steve Martin. And listen to Steve Martin's meaning of Christmas. Go ahead, Carl.
Okay, here we go.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, just in holiday time, in the air. There's the feeling of Christmas. People dancing, children laughing, and from mile after mile, on every street corner, you'll hear silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas. Home on icy streets, accidentally nudging the car next to you.
skinny and think about the poor, and talk of feeding the naked and clothing the hungry. A time to get Christmas cards from all your friends at Consolidated and Allied and Acme. A time for seeing all those happy children sitting on Santa's lap, Toyland, thinking to yourself, maybe I'll be a Santa next year. 12 years old is not so far from 18. Maybe I should be laying a little groundwork for the future. It's a time for parties at the office with eggnog and vodka, telling your boss what you really think of him while he gets a perfect Xerox of your wife's rear end. Time for sitting by the hearth, sipping eggnog and tequila, your feet up on a burning log, realizing that Uncle Walt has been in your garage for 45 minutes with the car running. You say to yourself, damn, Uncle Walt, you were supposed to bring me back more eggnog. And that, Flynn, is what Christmas means to me.
Okay, not PC, not even close.
As only Steve Martin could do it.
Absolutely. Oh,
now, you know me. I've actually never heard that one, but I was desperately hoping Steve was going to play some banjo on that, and I'm kind of disappointed that he didn't.
I was going to go into that, actually. For those of us, those of you that don't know that Steve Martin is actually a really fine musician, and these days he's touring with Bella Fleck and doing all sorts of ragtime and all that stuff, and it's just wonderful. But yeah, he was a great banjo player, and I just wanted to make that point. Okay, go ahead.
Prolific banjo player.
I could see those three guys, Steve Martin, Paul Simon, and Billy Joel, just, you know, they're all goofy to begin with. And just coming up with that song out of nowhere, you know. I mean, and that's because you notice the quality isn't that good. I mean, it was basically a bootleg of it. It was never recorded. It was never released. Never played anywhere.
Well, definitely recorded.
Showed up on the internet. Yeah, but I mean, you know, recorded for a release.
Yeah.
It just showed up on the internet, and there it was.
I see that. I totally see that as Steve Martin drinking a bunch of eggnog with Billy Joel and Paul Simon, and just riffing
eggnog
like,
yep.
An eggnog martini and sipping eggnog and tequila by the fire with your feet up on a burning log. I really see that as him just riffing. Like I bet that was just like a one take and done kind of thing.
Yeah, he probably didn't write anything down. He just kind of went through it. And actually what I read when Billy Joel, the little bit that I read about it, he said there was a lot of wine involved during that one, that they were sitting around drinking wine and came up with that one.
Eggnog wine.
I mean, it speaks to the talent of those three guys just to impromptu come up with something like that. So, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I guess it's me now, and I think first off we should be talking about a couple people that are very important to this show that we haven't mentioned yet. One would be Dr. Demento. Dr. Demento, his radio shows, all the novelty stuff that he's given us over the years, there was a set that he had of six LPs, which I have in my collection, which now John Shearer has. And one of them was Christmas. And he basically got this person to get back into the recording studio after a numerous years, like about 12, 15 years. And that person that he got back into the studio was Wildman Fisher. So Wildman Fisher was a protege of Frank Zappa. Frank Zappa saw him on the streets. He was a poet and just basically a crazy person, and did an album with him called An Evening with Wildman Fisher. Well, years later, Dr. Demento brought him out of semi-retirement and did an album called Wild Mania. And this is off that album, and it's the shortest piece I have, and it's called I'm a Christmas Tree. And by the way, it sets up perfectly with the last song, because, of course, Steve Martin's talking about the Christmas tree that's on fire and burns down your house. So I thought that this would be the perfect time for this song. So here we go, I'm a Christmas Tree by Wildman Fisher and Dr. Demento, and I have something to say after the song.
I'm a Christmas tree, I'm a Christmas tree. Everybody hangs their ornaments on me. I'm a Christmas tree, I'm a Christmas tree. People throw me out on New Year's Eve. Oh, Santa Claus, oh, Santa Claus. He breaks lots of laws. He trespasses. He breaks and enters. He travels all around the world without a valid passport. I'm a Hanukkah bush.
Hanukkah bush. I got
a hat. I'm a Hanukkah bush. I'm a lot like a Jewish Christmas tree.
Woo! But I'm not. You see, but I'm not.
So, what do you think of that?
That was incredible.
Well, I love that one, and I know that is one of your selections that you do play every year, which my last song of the day will be the one that I play every year for Christmas. But, yeah, I've always loved that one.
Well, I have special story about this, okay? So I have been involved with three women over the years with two sons each. And I have spent Christmas with all three of them. And all three of them, I taught their sons this song while we're dancing around the Christmas tree. And I could just tell you, I got looks, and I don't fucking care. Seriously.
Well, I'm planning on teaching it to the four-year-old this year, just so that she can go to Daddy's house and annoy him. I think that'll be fine.
Exactly.
I'm reading his biography right now as you were playing this. Most of his life was spent homeless or institutionalized. He was diagnosed at an early age of a form of bipolar, and he was actually, he would burst out and get this, Paul Anka songs, singing Paul Anka all the time. And they ended up putting him in a mental hospital. He got kicked out of high school for singing in class all the time. And he was basically considered a street musician, and they actually gave him the title of Godfather of Outsider Music, which, you know, basically street music. But he died in a mental institution, well, assisted living facility for insane people, of a heart attack in 2011, the age of 66. So that's your man. Yeah, and I saw mention of Frank Zappa, found him, and, you know, everybody loved the guy, but he was just a homeless nut. So there you go. Carl's
yeah, but he's got a song that's going to live on for Christmas forever. Seriously. Please teach it to your children, and please pass the legacy on of Wildman Fisher.
Well, it says in 1975, Fisher helped jumpstart Rhino Records with the novelty song Go to Rhino Records, it was called. And then the label put out a trilogy of albums of his, and it ultimately became his last in 1983. But what a wacko. There was a documentary about him produced in 2005 called Derailroaded, Inside the Mind of Wild Man Fisher. And I think I'm going to have to look up that documentary.
Oh, absolutely.
Should be interesting. Okay.
Well,
so I guess
he died in 2004. He died in 2004. All right. I'm done.
And on that note, I'm going to go a little bit different, and we're going to do some Wild Man Willie Nelson. Still sticking with the kind of country theme here, because obviously Willie. This is one of his lesser known, I think. Definitely not a Christmas song you hear often, if ever, and that would be Little Dealer Boy.
And here we go with Willie. What?
There we go.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know what happened to this one. It got screwed up. I'm sorry.
Okay. That is okay. I will. Okay.
Let's just. Hold on. I'm going to try to do something. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It got screwed up.
That's okay. If we need
what
to just go to my next selection, that is fine. Sometimes the recording process is a little weird, guys. I'm sorry. We have to get a lot of our music off of YouTube. So really sorry about that. Did not mean to bust your ears and heads up with some, I think, Katy Perry. We're just going to go to my next selection. Pretend it was Willie Nelson we just heard. Yay, Wild Man Willie, we love you. Woo! Little Dealer Boy, I'm sure you know what the song is about. Funny, funny Christmas time. Okay, so my next selection is one none of you have probably heard because it's even kind of hard to find on YouTube. And that is one that's new to me that I heard recently, but in our current political climate, I know we don't normally get political on the show, but I just felt like this one was too good to pass up. And I think we're going to have to do Progressive Christmas Carols by Paint.
Okay, here we go. Let's hope this one is fine.
We wish you happy holidays, whoever you may be.
Oh,
Merry Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah,
or heck, all three. We modernize these jingles for the massive bourgeoisie.
Love
the updated Christmas carol team.
You'd better not judge, you'd better not hate, you'd better not bully or discriminate. Progressive Santa's come into town. He's making a list of gluten-free food. He won't take a peek at J-Law's news. Progressive Santa's coming to town. Yeah.
He's 50 different races.
And all for tax reform.
He'll protect all your children.
Well, as long as they've been born, you'd better watch out. Too far? Okay.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer,
reindeer
had an advantageous nose.
He outlived his friends.
He passed his bright red traits on. Darwin said that's how it goes.
Evolution's not a theory.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy supports the NRA? Mary, did you know that your baby boy is white?
Did you know?
Deck the halls with coochie chuggleria. Wah 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 wah. One's up.
Squeeze the body hanging there.
Wah 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 wah.
One's up. Throw your
hands up in the air.
You're a green one, Mr. Grinch. You're lacking in
finesse.
That foolish epidermis determines your success, Mr. Grinch. Racist who's constrain you to the issues they continue to suppress. You're an outlier, Mr. Grinch. You give the food a fright. They say your heart is 3/5 normal. You're either wrong or white, Mr. Grinch. Don't walk the streets of Whoville. You might fight the cop. The Whos will not indict. Racially ambiguous holiday.
Away in a manger with Jesus and crew. His schmeckle got cut, cause hey, Christ was a Jew. Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night Jesus did
something holy. I don't know the whole story.
Joseph watched golf, right? His leather chair reclining. As Mary birthed a child, I think a donkey was involved.
Any help here? God?
Three wise men came with GPS. They found him outlined in a barn as his omniscient baby daddy tucked him in. Jesus crawled on his knees. His mom shared him Snapchat.
Oh,
okay, so I put that into the studio. I don't think I ever friggin' laughed so hard in my life.
I think
you know,
I hit
seriously,
every Christmas.
Seriously,
on that one.
Mary, did you know that your son is in the NRA? That's friggin' awesome.
How timely. You know what I mean? It just sounds like it was written yesterday. I mean, it was great. They caught every Christmas song. Yeah.
Yeah,
now,
I figured it's from a group called Pink, and I'm starting to think that maybe it's like a musical comedian supergroup, because I'm pretty sure I heard Bo Burnham in there, and we know that I just adore Bo Burnham. He is one of the modern kings of just not just comedy, but kind of intellectual musical comedy. He started out his career as a librarian, so he's very well read. He knows how to use his words, and I think that he's fucking hilarious. I'm pretty sure that was him in there. I don't quote me on that because I don't know. But still, I just thought that was a rather appropriate song for the season, especially if we offended anybody with anything else that we did earlier, which I am sure as shit we did. There you go. There's my non-offensive Christmas song. I'm sorry, holiday song for you.
Do you actually think that anybody who could be offended would ever listen to us?
Absolutely not, but...
We lost those people in the first 5 minutes we ever got together.
Right. They just
exactly.
Heard our names and they ran for the hills.
Yeah, you know it. They're listening to Jim Baker to cleanse their soul right now.
Oh, God, help them.
Yeah. Oh, now I need you to atone for making me cringe like that, TC. What you got? Come on now.
I will. And, you know, we were a little, you know, borderline disappointed that we couldn't produce any Willie. So
hold on. Just to let you know, I think I might have an idea on that. We're going to try that at the end. Okay?
Okay, cool.
I don't need you to produce any Willies on this show. I mean, I know we're you know, online only,
yeah.
But
not my choice here, but my last choice. You're going to hear all about Willies. But anyways, okay, I'm going to stay with the Redneck Christmas and referencing John Boy and Billy show again. This is where I first heard Rodney Carrington, which
yes.
I'm sure Rachel's familiar with. Yes, you are. And
yes.
He is the epitome of the redneck singing funny guy. And what we're going to hear today is his song called Christmas Tradition Song. And like I said, I first heard him on John Boy and Billy. And let's have a little Rodney Carrington there, Carl.
Here we go.
Oh, there is reindeer shit up on top of the roof. Santa's left behind him a bottle of 90 proof. Over near the chimney sits a fresh cut bag of weed. Well, ain't it cool? That crazy old fool left enough there for me. Tell me, Santa, hey, why do you drink? Santa, why do you roll smoke? Santa, why must you fly your sleigh way down from the North Pole? He said, you stop and you think it over. I get out one night a year. Mrs. Claus has reached menopause and all them damn males are queer. So it's later that night, home on the evening news, they had busted Santa with a red-headed prostitute. A reporter stopped and asked him, Santa, how'd you get in this condition? He said, I'm Saint Nick, and you can suck my dick, cause it's a Christmas tradition. Santa, tell me, hey, why do you drink? Santa, why do you roll smoke? Santa, why must you fly your sleigh way down from the North Pole? He said, you stop and you think it over. I get out one night a year. Mrs. Claus is drinking.
Okay, that's a Christmas tradition that I've never heard of before.
I haven't heard that one either, but I'm surprised that nobody else did the chorus with me, because obviously that was from Willie's family tradition, and I don't know how you guys are up north, but down here in the South, it's tradition when that song plays, you have to respond. You know, why do you drink to get drunk? Why do you roll smoke to get high? Why must you live out these songs that you wrote to get laid? Like, the whole bar screams it out. The whole bar,
yeah.
I promise you.
Well, that's like up north from, when we hear Moni up north here she comes down and say, Moni, we all yell, hey, get laid, get fucked. But, you know, everybody's got their traditions. You've heard that before, Carl.
Oh, absolutely.
Yep. Yeah, that was a pretty cool version by Rodney Carrington. I just stumbled across that maybe about 3 weeks ago when I was researching songs. I thought, man, we got to do some Rodney. I love him. I love his videos. Show them to me. You ever see that one? We're about talking about tits. All these girls are picking up their shirts. Show them to me. Rodney's
yeah.
a classic.
No, I don't know. I've never heard of Rodney Carrington before, so this is completely new to me.
Oh,
yeah,
Rodney Carrington? Yeah.
Look up this video for Show Them to Me. You'll love it, Carl.
Oh, okay. I will do that after the show. Absolutely.
He is an absolute institution in the South. Like, seriously, that dude. I'm pretty sure Rodney Carrington's albums, like, you know, originally the redneck comedian singer was actually Jeff Foxworthy. He didn't just do the You Might Be a Redneck If. He actually did a few songs. I even considered doing the Redneck 12 Days of Christmas by Foxworthy, but I thought we had some better selections than that. But, yeah, Carrington is the Southern singing comedian. He is king of country comedy as far as anybody who is anybody is concerned.
So I guess that gets on.
Glad I pulled a new one for you there, Rachel.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you. I appreciate
that. So talking about new ones, oh, boy, is this new. It goes back into the 1950s. I've never heard this before, but I have to preface this particular selection. My former partner is Stephen Ronquillo, and Stephen Ronquillo, let's just say he has a thing for goats. We won't go any further than that, but he just loves his goats. And so I want to dedicate this particular song to Stephen, and it's Santa, I Want a Goat for Christmas by the Chandler Travis 3. Oh, good God. Strap in for this one, kids.
There once was a kid who lived on a farm who wanted to write Santa a note.
And now that I can read and write, here is what I wrote. Santa,
I want a goat for Christmas.
Santa,
I want a goat this year.
Mike Jones vibes that you won't believe it. What do you guys think of that?
I was listening to Spike Jones through that whole thing. You know, it just seemed like a Spike Jones type song. I'm thinking, considering the redneck Christmas thing we got, that some rednecks might want that goat for other reasons.
That's what I was thinking the whole time.
Well, let me put it this way. Yeah, we go there with Stephen. We joke about that a lot.
You said that was from 1959?
1957.
57, huh? The year I was born, yeah.
Yeah,
nice.
That's from 19. And I just ran across that. I'm on a really cool site called the Obscure Music Group. And Obscure and DIY, do it yourself, DIY. You know, and it's a wonderful, and you can find so many things you've never heard of before. So there you go. Now, before we get to Rachel, I want to try this because I feel bad about screwing up on Willie Nelson. Now, I don't know if this is going to work, but I have it on my computer ready to go, and I have the now volume all the way up, and just tell me if it's coming through or not, okay? So we're going to try this. This is Little Dealer Boy from, and I'm going to wait until after the ad here, so just give me a moment. And that's sort of what I thought happened, that we did the ad and then. Okay, so, do you hear that?
Nope.
Okay, sorry.
That's okay.
Sorry about that.
We'll just we'll consider that homework. Homework for our listeners. If you want to hear the song, which is fantastically fun because Willie is always fun. Well, not always, but Willie Nelson's pretty great. Just go to YouTube or whatever your chosen listening service is. You should be able to find Little Dealer Boy by Willie Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
That's your homework.
Absolutely. So you have a song ready to go, Miss Rachel?
Actually, I'm going to let you guys go because the last song I want to play is my last song for the night. I'd like to close the show on it because that's kind of my tradition, my little Christmas tradition here. So you know where I'm going with that one.
I know. So we'll actually we'll go with TC here, and I just want you to know that this took a little producing magic, and I hope it works out well. So go ahead, TC, explain what we're doing
here. I'm really looking forward to Rachel's song if we're not banned from the internet for what I'm about to play. But, you know, it might happen. I asked Carl earlier this week a question, and he answered it. He didn't know why I asked it. But in 1977 or 78, if Carl would have made a phone call to me instead of his other friends, both of our lives might have been a little different, at least for that night. Carl, you want to tell him what I'm referencing?
Yes, okay. And actually, I think it was 76. It might have been 77.
Okay.
It was definitely not 78. Because,
but
because
you did
John Balby...
My point is you did not call me.
No, I know. I didn't call you. I didn't.
You know,
and I'll explain this.
You know damn fucking well you and I would have been there. Okay,
yeah,
go ahead,
I know.
Carl. Tell
I
a
know.
Story. Tell
okay,
a story.
So there is a person that we're going to hear a number of small songs from. His name is John Balby. John Balby is basically known as Dr. Dirty. Now, we both went to the University of Pittsburgh at Bradford. It is a satellite University of Pittsburgh in Bradford, PA. And about 15 miles north of Bradford is a little town called Allegheny, New York. It's right on the border. And there was a, it was called Ski Wing, wasn't it?
Yeah, Ski Wing.
Ski Wing, okay. And in February, John Balby would always come down to Ski Wing and play a concert that we all did. And there was one time that he came there, and I think it was the first time, I think it was in February of 76, where basically at that point I was doing a coffee house routine where I would play songs that were things like Don't Give a Dose to the One You Love Most by Shel Silverstein, you know, Twisted by Annie Ross and Joni Mitchell and so on and so forth. And I opened up for him. And then he did the thing. Well, I got a phone call from John Volpe a couple months later and said, would you come up and open up for me? And I'm like 17 years old or 18 at this point. And I didn't have a car, didn't drive. And so I said, I'm sorry, I can't do it. Well, this is what TC is mentioning, because if I would have called TC, I would have opened up for John Volpe. And so that's my story.
And I would have been your manager. I would have been your road manager. Your roadie.
Yep.
And who knows where we'd be right now. But
absolutely.
You know,
so tell
him
a little bit. Tell me a little bit about John Volpe and who he really was.
How
fate
works
actually.
Out well. If you would have opened for John Volpe and became famous, we probably would have never met Rachel. So it all worked
exactly.
Out. Yeah.
Thank you for that, because I really adore both of you guys. This is like my Christmas present. This show is Christmas for me.
Well, let me tell you, you're in for a big treat right here, because it wouldn't be Christmas for Carl or I if we didn't listen to Dr. Dirty, John Volpe. Now, look him up online. Look at his live shows. He's the ultimate. And there's been a lot of imitators around the country, but there's only one original Dr. Dirty John Volpe. And he does little short songs, like a minute 23, minute 24, whatever. And I put four songs together for Carl to play, and I hope it works out. And you're just going to be blown away, Rachel. This is it. This is Christmas.
Okay, so strap yourself in, Rachel, and everyone else who's listening. Listen, if you think we've been on PC until now, strap in, kids. I'm just letting you know.
Yeah.
And here we go.
The door's good.
Thanks, y'all. Listen, I got a new Christmas song I want to start with. Christmas Eve, I'm celebrating. In my room, I'm masturbating. If anyone calls, I'll be jingling my balls, wondering where my wad is gonna land. Just improves my fucking sex life. My overfed pets are all taking bets, wondering where my wad is gonna land. I can hear excited hamsters squealing, my little shits is barking out its lungs. All the kittens hope it hits the ceiling so they can catch the droplets on their tongue. Trash, but I think
fishing with you. Want to jam my putts and with both my nuts in your shoe. I feel my pecker tingling, balls are tingling too. I want to be so pleasant to pump my president in you.
Testicles.
Yes.
Dr. Valby, John Valby. The story on him, Rachel, is he's from Rochester, New York, so he played up around our area where Carl and I are from. He played Buffalo, Rochester, Syracuse, that whole Western New York, Central New York area, and he was a lounge singer, you know, like playing in Holiday Inns and stuff like that. And one night, there's a bunch of younger guys in there in the crowd, and they looked really bored. So he broke out a dirty song, and they fucking loved it. And they all came back next week and wanted to hear more dirty songs, and that's how he got started. So he's been at it since, like, 1970, 1971, and he's still performing, by the way. His birthday wasn't too long ago. But what'd you think of him, Rachel?
I have actually heard some of his work because of Carl. When Carl first heard of my love of singing comedians, that was one of the first guys. He was like, if you don't know this guy, you have got to look him up. And I do just have to say, it's not just his Christmas music. Dude is obsessed with his testicles. But he's hilarious.
Oh, yeah. And he doesn't. There's one song that Carl and I decided we could not play. But as long as Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer thing, but, you know, he busts up a lot of ethnic groups, and the title of it was Leroy the Big-Lipped, I Can't Say the Word. He references Dominic the Dumbfuck Dago in there, and it's hilarious. But, yeah, no, nobody's safe around Dr. Dirty. And it's so cool because, you know, he has such an audience participation. Like, he'll be in the middle of a song, and he'll yell, fuck you. Everybody will yell back to him, fuck you. And he gets girls up there showing her tits. And it's just a Dr. Dirty show is just, there's no describing it. I've seen him try 10 times, 12 times. I don't know how many times I've seen him, but I'll never miss him. So that
sounds fantastically fun. I'm sure he doesn't get down to these parts, but if he ever does,
yeah.
I am there.
Yeah, well, he goes down to Florida. I mean, he goes up to Maine and Florida, pretty much East Coast guy. But, yeah, he's going in the kitchen and fuck the food. Well, that was mine. I'm done.
Okay, so actually, I'm going to pass it over to Rachel. and we'll just finish with her song, because I think we need a slight cleansing of the palate, so to speak. And I feel bad that we fucked up the Willie Nelson. So I'm just going to go ahead and just pass it over to you, my dear.
Okay. Well, if this is our last song of the afternoon, I'm so used to saying evening. It's weird that we're having to do this earlier now. This is my traditional favorite Christmas song, and I consider it a novelty song because if you listen to what they're talking about, it's definitely not your traditional Christmas music, definitely not your traditional Christmas band at that, but it's one that I can't go a holiday season without having to play for people at least once, and I think it kind of encompasses, like, everything that we've played this afternoon, because it's all about spending Christmas in jail and missing the one that you love, and it is a more traditional Christmas song for me. Very traditional Christmas music, and that would be Fairy Tale of New York by the Pogues.
Here we go.
Good choice.
Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank, an old man said to me, "Won't see another one." And then he sang a song, the rare old mountain view, a turn with face away, and dream.
I love that song.
I am Right.
I am a huge fan of the Pogues, and I think I've watched everything they've ever had on YouTube, and you can hear a lot of their influence. And another one of my favorite bands, Dropkick Murphys. I know the Pogues influenced them a lot. But that song, you could have played any of these three Christmas nights we had, because it's a serious song, it's a novelty song, it's a beautiful song. Thanks for playing that. It's always
Thank
one of my
you.
Favorites
Thank
by the
you
Pogues.
Appreciating it.
Yeah.
But Carl knows that is my traditional Christmas song. You know, it's got your I put it on the parody show because, you know, next time we're going to do the more serious stuff. And it is a serious song, but it's also a funny song because they're just fighting with each other the whole time. Like, you're a drunk slag. Yeah, well, you're a stupid
yep.
bitch who stole my dreams. But Christmas, yay.
Yeah, pretty much. It's right along the lines of Dropkick Murphys, The Dirty Glass. You know how they're fighting back and forth in that song. But
yeah,
that was a great, great tune. They were really an underrated band. I wish they would have played more in America, were more popular in America, but I've always enjoyed the Pogues.
Absolutely.
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 And that's a lovely song. It truly is a lovely song, and a sad song, and a funny song, and it fits everything that we do here. Got to give it to you, Rachel. That's a great song. Seriously.
Thank you. Thank
so
you.
At this point, we've got to talk about house cleaning. But first, before we do that, TC, do your promo for your YouTube channel.
Oh, I will. I got actually two promos now because my YouTube channel, TCC77, all capital letters, TCC77. I have all my bootleg videos from concerts I go to, about 120 on there. And I am proud to announce that I'm about to join the Deviant Legion Network with my own show starting January 2nd. I'm going to call it Rock This Town Radio with TC. And we are going to go into the old stuff. We're going to do the new stuff, the deep cuts, a lot of themed song sets. And it should be fun. I mean, you're going to hear things from Sonny Boy Williamson to you too. So a little bit of education along the way. So I'm really excited about that, and I hope people will be tuning in.
Oh, I'm definitely
Absolutely.
Tuning in, but, you know, I kind of have to, considering that I'm married to your musical taste. So, you know, gotta support my life partner there.
There you go. Thank you.
And what we'll do, TC, is we will get that all organized right after Christmas. Okay.
Okay.
And,
yeah. I've already, I've talked.
You sent some stuff to me.
And,
we'll take care of it, and I'll go through how to do it, and so on and so forth. So the first couple times, I'll support you, and then we'll just let you go on your own, man. And that'll be great.
All right.
And
great.
I'm really looking forward to it. Well, so at this point, we have 10 seconds, so hopefully we will be going into overtime here, and please stick with us because I've got lots of announcements here. And we are now officially in overtime, and they did not cut us off, so that's a very good thing. So I want to talk about some things, and TC, stick around because I need you to I need to go over a couple of things with you on this. So,
okay.
So on the 14th.
Oh, first of all, Carl. First of all, Rachel. Our next show is scheduled for Christmas Day. Are we going back to the 7 o'clock at night?
Right now, we may have to do that on a Sunday. I'm not sure yet. I got to talk to everyone and see what's going on with that. So, but we will either do it Christmas night or we will do it Sunday, the day after Christmas, which is the 22nd. We'll do it in the evening then. We'll talk about that. Because I got to schedule it here too with my next door neighbors. So anyway, what's coming up on Deviant Legion is on the 14th, which is a Tuesday, we'll be recording these during the day because of Rachel's schedule. But we have two Christmas watches, commentary watches. We're going to do take two of the ref on Tuesday. We had some technical problems the last time we did, so hopefully that will work. On Wednesday, Rachel and I will be doing a commentary watch on a wonderful family movie, which is very unusual for us, called Klaus. That was actually up for last year's Oscar and should have won for Best Animated Feature, as far as I'm concerned. On the 17th, which is this coming Friday, we have Adam Ferenz in the Cathode Ray Mission, and they're going to do the Christmas That Isn't. We're going to be focusing on films that are set at Christmas but aren't Christmas movies. Also, movies that we saw every Christmas on TV that aren't Christmas movies, and things like that. I'll be talking about a caper tradition on New Year's Day, or New Year's Eve, actually, that we did all the time, which I'll get into at that particular show. But the week of Christmas, and this is where I need to talk to you, PC, on Tuesday, which is the 21st. The 21st is a very special day for me, and I know it's a special day for you. I don't know if you can join us, but we are doing a memorial to Frank Zappa. I'm going to be focusing on Frank Zappa because December 21st is his birthday. So Patrick Crane and I will be doing that. You are certainly welcome,
what
TC.
What time are you? What time? Are you
we're looking at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
Now,
well, I'll be working, but if I'm not busy, yeah, I'll definitely try to get in on it.
Okay, and also the day after that, which is the Wednesday, which is the 22nd, you'll be working also at 8 o'clock. But if you can call in, we're going to do a very special program and podcast on the 22nd. And what it is I want to get everyone that's involved with Deviant Legion, which of course includes you and Rachel, and also we've got Limes Marshall coming in, we've got John Killian coming in, but I want everyone to call in, and we're going to be talking about presents, our favorite presents we ever got, our favorite present that we ever gave somebody, presents that we would like to give someone but can't afford them, or things like that. And most importantly, what we wish all our listeners for Christmas and the upcoming new year. And that's going to be our Christmas present to ourselves and to our listeners. So that's what we have planned.
I have a very special guest to announce for that particular show. Our graphic designer for Deviant Legion is actually going to be visiting my family for the holidays. So that show, I believe that we're going to have Josh with us.
All right. I remember Josh.
Yeah. So he may be able to come on the show with us. So I thought that was exciting news.
No, he will be on the show with us. We've already discussed this. He will be on the show with us. Absolutely.
Okay.
No question about it.
He gets a little bit nervous about, you know, being on the phone with people and stuff. So it might involve some prodding and poking, but we will get Josh on the show with us, and everybody can meet our lovely graphic designer.
I remember there was
and
the
there
one
you go.
He was there, and I played some song that he couldn't believe that I pulled out. I couldn't remember what band it was, but he was stoked. So it'd be good to hear from him again. You said the 21st and 22nd. Let me back that up. On Monday, December 20th, I will be in Akron, Ohio, for my last concert of the year, and it's Big Bad Voodoo Daddy. So I am very excited about seeing their very excited about seeing their Christmas show.
You lucky bitch.
I know.
Yeah, seriously.
I love them.
Seriously.
I've seen them probably 12 times, but I've never seen their Christmas show, so I'm really excited about this. So that's it for my
that's
end.
That's great. And it basically, from our end at Deviant Legion, we are we've done all the housekeeping that we need to do. So, Rachel, why don't you take us out here?
All right.
Well, first of all, can I wish
yeah.
everybody a Merry Christmas, because we won't talk again until Christmas Day or the day after. And we touched on this last show. If anybody out there is depressed over the holiday seasons, please, please talk to somebody. People care about you. Get out there and, you know, if you got any problems, talk to somebody. This is the worst time of the year in our business because we see a lot of people go down that could have just talked to one person and their life would have changed. But I wish everybody a Merry Christmas, and we'll see you in a couple weeks.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to second that motion and just say that not just Merry Christmas, but Happy Holidays. I hope it's a good season for everybody. And, yeah, like TC said, please, if you are struggling with anything, do not hesitate to pick up the phone or even just text or email. Somebody is there for you, and we at the Deviant Legion want to make sure that you're still there for us, and we hope that we can continue to provide you with strange and unusual content. And I just want everybody to have a lovely rest of their day. I'm going to continue. That's what I've been doing this whole show, by the way. I'm painting names on stockings for my coworkers. I made them stockings. So I've been keeping in the Christmas spirit by making Christmas decorations for people. And I just hope that there's, you know, somebody out there that will do that for you. And if you guys are thinking about it, you know, don't hesitate to pick up the phone and call somebody you haven't heard from in a while. Just check on everybody. This isn't the best time of year for everybody out there. So check on people you haven't heard from in a bit. And remember, that's what this season is all about, is reestablishing not just, you know, familial ties, but our bonds with people that aren't our family are important too. And I mean that by blood family, because blood isn't always family. Sometimes it's the people you choose. And I chose you guys in the network, and I am so happy that you were here to celebrate today with me and just listen to some amazing, hilarious music and introduce me to some things I haven't heard before. It's always a learning experience on this show, and that is something I am more grateful for than just about anything. Like I said, this is my Christmas present. The novelty shows or the novelty song shows are what really, really get my goat. So this has made me incredibly happy, and I am going to be in such a good mood for work tonight. Thank you, guys.
Well,
you're welcome.
You.
And I just also, just want to say to all our Jewish friends that we all wish that you had a wonderful Hanukkah. And just wanted to make sure that was said also.
Absolutely. And thank you for bringing that up, because I completely forgot. But beyond that, I just want to say, everybody have a good afternoon, a good night, a happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Kwanzaa, any of that, whatever you want to celebrate, or if you don't want to celebrate, just be happy doing it. And we'll talk to you guys
best
here again soon.
The rest of us.
Yeah, exactly. I was trying to remember that
all
one.
All right. Thanks for all.
And Ramadan, too. Don't forget Ramadan.
Yep.
Because that's coming up also. All right, folks. I'm going to say good night.
And good night.
All right, folks. Have a good day now.
All right. Take care, guys. Thanks a lot for everything. Good night, people.